Amen. Appreciate. It really is. And I've said it before that the hardest job of a woman is bearing kids and trying to be a wife to a preacher or a military man. It is. It's hard. It's a hard life for women. I don't want to be a woman. I never prayed that prayer. Ever. Ever. Appreciate the women. Really appreciate the women. Appreciate the women. Amen. And my wife is not alone. Her adopted mother, I call her adopted mother. Sandy is with her, so I didn't leave her alone. So they're probably both watching. So appreciate what she does for my wife. Really is. It's hard to find people that love you just for you. Hello, come on now. It's hard to find people that will love you for who you are. It is. You know, sometimes they love you because you can give them something or you can do something for them. But anyway, all right. I only got a short amount of time. I'm not going to preach all this message, and I know it, but we'll give it a shot. If you stand for the reading of God's word, reverence unto him, I'll be reading several different places, so yeah, I'm gonna just skip around here. So, starting in Genesis 4 and 3, and in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And you got into it last weekend. Exodus 2 and 23. And it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children Israel sighed by the reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came unto God by the reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. And also one more from Judges 11 and 4. And it came to pass in the process of time that the children of Ammon made war with Israel. Sir, would you pray, please?
Heavenly Father, in the wonderful name of your holy Son, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We pray, loving God, that an unction shall not rest upon thy servant. Give the words of life and faith. And God, we pray, Lord, that you order the steps of the service. God, that you'll touch every heart and life. And Father, we give you the praise in Jesus' amen.
Amen. You may be seated tonight. And taking my Bible reading, since I had to, but Pastor stole the first one this morning. God, so he kept saying it. He just kept. I said, no, I know what I'm preaching. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall have everlasting life. And then for my second favorite verse, Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that sometime love God. That kind of frequent trend, praying, maybe playing, going through the motions. No. Them that love God, to them who are the called. Now, you got to understand that. Everybody is not calling. Everybody who say that they're a child of God doesn't make them a child of God. What makes them a child of God? And when God reaches into a life of a man and a woman and begin to change the way that they live, who are called according to his purpose. And for a little while, I like to preach on the message entitled, Learning to Love the God of the Process. Learning to love and trust. I'm sorry. Learning to trust and love the God of the process. Process is defined as a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. A series of actions and steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. We all operate according to a time schedule. We have set priorities in our lives. Each one of us process things differently. The husband does not process things like the wife does. Come on now, all you that married out there. Because the woman or the wife, she wants everything set this way. And when that man reaches in there and he touches it and he put it over here, come on now. Hello. He hears from the, where's my such and such? And he goes like this. Like, oh, where did I put that thing at? Oh, wait a minute, baby. I'll come. I get it. Hello. And this is the life of a man and a woman who is trying to live in the same household. Hello, and everything doesn't happen, and everything goes, don't always go the way you want to. But there is one thing that caused them to cope with the difference. That's because they love each other. You know, you don't have to like your wife all the time. Now, stay with me, don't, because you know that they do stuff and you go, oh. Come on now, be honest with me out there. Don't look at me like that. You know it. You do it with your friends. You got good friends and they say something stupid to you. Hello. Come on now, don't look at me like that. And you go, oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. Oh, Jesus, please, Lord, help me to understand what she's going through. Because you can if you want to. I can't, you know, I heard men say, well, I just don't understand. You know why you don't understand? Because you don't put in the effort. Right. All right, the same thing for wives. I don't understand why he does stuff. I'm like, well, won't you take the time? Won't you put in the effort? It takes effort to put into a relationship. Relationships just don't happen. But you have to put in the effort to study that person, to find out what makes them click. Well, I don't want to do that, preacher. Well, that's, hello. Good. But like a teacher, God only have a certain amount of time and days to get across the knowledge to us so we are equipped to pass the test to go to the next stage of our life. And he knows that sometimes we need things to happen to impact us so that might be it good or bad, that he may get our attention to let us know what we're doing is not the way he wanted done. Okay. I know that was long, but I wrote it down. God works in steps. God works in steps. And so many times we want to skip a step. We want to go to right before we cross the finish line. We want to start at the starting point and then like two steps from the finish line. Hello. We don't want to go through the whole process of running. We just want to be a finisher, a starter and a finisher. But the Bible tells us the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. You cannot do it yourself. Every time you do it yourself, you fail. When you come to a place where you think you don't need to read your Bible, and you don't need to pray, and you don't need to come to church, you're on your way down. Psalms 19:1-19 said, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Amen. How's the process of your peace tonight? How's the process going? Because we get so impatient with God. I can't hear myself. I'm sorry. I got to grab this mic. I can't hear myself. So many times we get impatient with God. God is trying to teach us something. God is saying, hold on. Don't get in a rush. Slow down. Just stop for a second. Just stop and let me talk to you. Read my word. And we go, ooh, 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 Well, God, I got, and we go do this, and then we mess it up. Hello. Then we mess it up, and guess what we do? When we mess it up, then we're all of a sudden we want to stop now. Oh, God, if you could do something. Well, I was trying to do something until you got your hand involved, didn't it? Hello. I was trying to work it out, but you had to go do something. But if you had just waited for me, I would have taken care of it for you, because I told you that I love you and I care about you and I'm going to take care of you. You don't have to worry about it. I'm working everything out for your good. But we don't believe that. I'm talking about, how is the peace in your heart? How is the process? Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Do you trust him? Do you really trust him? I like that illustration of the Pastor may have used it or whatever, about the guy who went across the tight rope, and he went, and this other guy was like, oh yeah, get him over to do the tightrope, and he'd go over blindfolded, and then he would take a wheelbarrow and go over and cross. And he had him come, and he did it for the people. He was like, oh, went across I think it was Niagara Falls. And he got to the other side, and the promoter said, man, I knew you could do it. Oh, man, I knew you could do it. He said, do you really? He said, yeah, I can believe you can do it. He said, you really? He said, yeah, I told you. I just saw you do it. He said, then get in the wheelbarrow. Hello. Oh, God, you can do it, God. But you can't do it in my life. Oh, God, you can work that out for them. But you can't work it out for me, Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Psalms 38:5. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put thy confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put thy confidence in prince. All the nation compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them all. God holds us in his hand. And so many times, we just don't want to get involved. We want to get involved because we don't think God can do it. Oh, great. Yeah, sorry. I can't. Thank you, Rev. I'm talking about learning to trust and love the God of the process. So many times, God wants to set us free from so many things in our lives. He wants us to make us better. He wants us to, those things that constantly hinder us, constantly. Paul said, lay aside those weights that so easily beset us and run with patience. Hello, patience. Preacher, my process of my patience is not going very well because I can't stand still. I gotta get involved. I know God said that he's working everything out, but I'm trying to give God a hand. Hello. Now we are the children of God. Right now. Right now. So many times people do not believe that they're the children of God. They think, I got to do something. I gotta act spiritual. Act spiritual. I'm already spiritual. If I go out that door, I'm spiritual. Ooh. If I pray, I'm praying. You know, we pray for this little girl. I prayed. I believe. See, I don't have to go and beg my father for anything. I don't have to, because guess what? Just like Pastor was preaching this morning, the process of making me righteous is already done. The process of making me righteous is already done. But you gotta claim it. You gotta believe that God has done the work for you. You gotta put it in your faith. Your faith is gotta be activated. Because if it doesn't, you're just going through the motions. Point one. That's what it says, point one. We must see the whole picture. Cain messed up because he didn't see the whole picture. And Pastor preached about it. I was like, oh, man, he preached my mess. But then this morning he confirmed it again. I said, okay, I'll preach it. Cain took his eyes off what he was doing. God had already set up a process of serving him. God had already set it up, and so many times we just like Cain, we go through the emotions. We go through the emotions of, we're going to go and apologize to that brother, and I know I said the wrong thing to him. Hello. Oh, I did that. But I'm not going to do that. I don't care what Pastor told me. I don't care how Pastor said. I don't know. I know he preached about it. I don't care. Oh, he knows it. Hello. Hello. But God has to set up a certain way. And you can't do it the way. Your way has got to be God's way. And so many times people think that they can do it their way when God has already set it up. People sometimes. I just don't, it boggles my mind. Like, well, I know Pastor said I should come to church or come do that, but I don't have to do that. I remember, never forgot. Sometimes I sit back and I just in my mind I said, I'm sorry, Pastor Davis. I said, please forgive me, Pastor Davis. Because he said, when you go out, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. If you do this, then this is going to happen. And I said, this ain't going to happen to me. Hello. I'm serious. I used to sit in this class, and I used to say, oh, sir, yeah, that's you. That happened to you, and that's all good. Thank you for the stories, but That's not going to happen to me. That's not going to happen to me. There is a process of life that you will be accountable for. You have to be and stay teachable. You must stay teachable. If you start, if you get in that mindset, I already know that. Yeah, Brother McCree, I know. I know. I know. I know. You know somebody you talk to, all they say, yeah, I know. I know. You can't even say anything. Oh, I already know that. Yeah. Yeah, I know that. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. And you're like, okay, man, you know everything. God would always keep his promises. So many times we think God doesn't love us. We do. We look at our life, and our life is up and down. And this is going on, and that's going on. Something bad goes on. Immediately when something bad goes on, what do we say? Oh, God. Guess you don't love me as much as you thought. I thought you loved me. Oh, I'm going. Come on now. Don't look at me like that. You know that good and bad is going to happen to you? You're in this life. As long as you're in this flesh, guess what? If you eat hot dogs at 10 o'clock at night, hello, if you eat hot dogs at 10 o'clock at night and you're wondering why you're having bad indigestion and you're, I guess the devil's against me. Oh, the devil's fighting me. Oh, the devil's fighting. No, the devil's not fighting you. Those hot dogs are fighting you. We go through this process, and the devil gets us all wound up, and we don't even stop and think. We don't even stop. God is not limited to time. Steve, thank you. One day is as 1,000 years. 1,000 years is one day. We get this thing so, we forget that there's a process that we got to go through. Just, I was telling someone today, they was like, yeah, that's good. You want to do that, but you can't do that unless you step out. You can't do that unless you stop doing what you're doing and start doing something different. Hello? There is no change until you change. Well, I just want it to happen. Well, no, it doesn't happen like that. The worm doesn't become a butterfly just because he walks out to the end of the tree and he jumps off. That's what we do. We don't want to go in that cocoon where it's hot and dark and we don't know what's going on and we just got to trust. Now get this. We have to trust what is inside of us, what God has already put inside of us. See, God, when you get saved, God puts something in you. It's already there, and it begins to grow, but we don't allow it to. We don't allow that. I don't want these problems, preacher. I don't want these things to happen to me. Then I got to sit and I have to think about my life. And I got to think about God. And I got to think about this. And we don't like that. Preacher, go tell me to do something. Preacher, I want to run over here. And I want to run over there. And I want to do this. And I want to do that. Don't tell me to sit down, preacher. Because when if I sit down and be quiet and cut off the radio and the TV, then my mind start thinking and I got to think about where am I at with God. But it's in those processes. you know, it's in that process when he's in that cocoon, and it, and he got wings, and you know, sometimes we get wings and we like, I want to get out, I want to get out. No, you got to fight your way out. You got to fight your way out, because when you're fighting and when you get out, you'll be strong. Yeah. It's a process. You know why you have problems? Because God is trying to make you strong. He's trying to get you equipped for the next life. He only has so much time. Even though God is not limited to time, God only has so much time to deal with your heart and your mind. You must, point two, you must always stay teachable to him, because his promises never, never, never fail. He told Jacob from the beginning, he told Jacob before they even went into Egypt, he told him, you're going to go there, you're going, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, in 400 years, they're going, this, and then you're going to go out. But people forget what God said. People forget God's promises. It just boggles my mind how that, trying to be careful here. We make God promises. Don't mean nothing, because it's just because we're in the heat of the moment, because things are going wrong, we make promises. God, if you would just do this, then God, I promise I'll be more dedicated. God, I do this and I do that, and God, just and then when it's you know, ease, we forget. We go to sleep on God. Hello. We go to sleep on God. And we go, and this is what we do. Come on there, Holmes. Well, what about that brother? What about that sister? What about, they're not dedicated to you, God, like they should be. How do you know that? How do you know that? There's a process that they got to go through. That's a process, just like you. So many times we worried about what the brother or the sister. See, I pray for sister, pastor and sister Rodriguez. Me and my wife was talking about them, and we were saying, man, ah, oh, Jesus, give me the strength when I get their age. Because they're going through a process of age of time where I have no idea what they go through. If Reverend, I mean, man. She's got to, they got to drive to Seattle sometime and find that traffic, you know. Well, you don't understand. Well, I could do that. Okay. If you can do that, then why are you not taking care of what you should be doing in your life? It's so easy. It's so easy to find fault with people. It's so easy to go, well, they're not doing that. They're not doing that. But we don't even look at our own life. The process God had us in. And we only think about God is when we need him. Talking about learning to trust and love the God of the process. God always has a plan. He said, all things are working for our good. All things. Well, preacher, I don't understand why this is, God's got to do it this way. Why? Why does he have to do it this way? Can he just like, this for me and sister. If God could only get that person in the VA to just push that button. God, push that. God, can you just, no. Hello. No, because there's a process we got to go through, sis. There's a process that God's putting it through. And so many times we want God to push the button. Oh, God, just push the button and let it be over. And then we can, just like that man, they take that egg, that beady trying to get out of it, and he just breaks the shell. And that little beady walks about so many steps and it dies. God's got you in a process tonight. He has you in this process. And you got to remember to love him. You got to remember to trust him. This is the part, and I'm almost done. I'm not really done, but I'm almost done. Trust, and I share this all the time. C plus C plus C equals T. Communication, commitment, and consistency equals trust. That's the only way you get trust. Communication, commitment, and consistency. No, it don't matter. You can say whatever you want to say, but there is no trust if you don't communicate. If you're not communicating with the problem, the reason why you're having problems trusting God because you don't communicate with him. You don't communicate with him. You don't, isn't it some other kind of process, Brother McCree, that I could go through? Nope. You got to communicate with him. Well, I do communicate with God. Right. Right. Okay. And C, commitment. God's looking for a commitment. God is looking for, just like a husband and a wife, the wife is looking for a commitment. Someone said something to me today. He said, I don't know. I don't know what you want from me. God wants a commitment from you. And you can't fool God. You can fool pastor sometimes. He's pretty wise. He's been around for a while. You can fool Reverend Hayes. You may get it. No, you're not getting it over Sister Rodriguez. She don't miss much. And you'll fool Brother McCree, but you cannot fool God. God knows when you are committed. And God is not a fool. God is not a fool. You can't fool God. So many times, I'm committed, preacher, and I know, but they're not committed. They cry, they boo-hoo, they beg God to do something. God, do something, but I'm not going to do nothing. God, you said you love me. God said, I thought you said you love me too. Well, I do love God. But God said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You'll be committed. You'll be committed. Well, the church did this, preacher. What's it got to do with God? That preacher, he did that. What's it got to do with God? I'm not telling you to make a commitment to a church or to a man. I'm telling you got to make a commitment to God. He's the one. He's the one. And I'm telling you right now, there's times in my life when I didn't understand why I was in this situation and why I was in the circumstances. But one thing I said, God, I'm committed to you, Lord. And if you would just hold me tight, if you would come and make a difference in you, I will serve you. Right, don't tell me it's not easy. It is easy once you make a commitment. It's only hard because you haven't made a commitment. It don't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. Well, preacher, you don't know how hard I got it. Yeah, I do, because you're not committed. You're not committed. You don't have compassion, Brother McCree. Reverend Hayes had more compassion on us last weekend than you do this week. I'm talking about being committed. And the last one, consistency. Consistency. Constant consistency. Some people start, but then you look for them, like, where did they go? I thought they said they want a relationship. Now, if you was married, and your wife only came home every 3 days she's gone, then she come back. Then she stay for a day and she's gone for 3 days. What would you think? You'd be like, Man, I got in the wrong relationship. That's what we do. That's what people do to God. They come Sunday morning. Oh, I'm here, God. I showed up. And then you don't like, well, I have something to do, preacher. You don't understand. I got something to do, preacher. You do. That's more important than your soul. That's more important than your soul. And as you bow your head and close your eyes in reverence to the Lord tonight, I don't know. I tried to preach this message and just it keeps coming back to my mind. Do you really love God? I'm not talking about a head knowledge of him. I'm not talking about, well, I went to Sunday school. I'm talking about really. I mean, I'm talking about like you go and talk to him like he's your father. You say, Father, I need to talk to you about this situation. Oh, Lord, I just need one more time. Just let me know, Lord. Teach me. Teach me, Lord. Show me what you want me to do. Not what I want to do. Not what the church want me to do. Not what that man on that side says or this woman. But, Lord, I want to be right with you. Because when I'm right with you, I know that all things are working for my good. Because you called me. I'm your call. I'm called of you, God. I'm called of you. And I love you. And I trust you, Lord. As Pastor Rodriguez comes.